Hi, honey?
Yes?
Hire sent me over. You called her? I'm insert name here, TBD. It sounds crazy to say it out here. Anyway, can I come in? I promise I don't bite, unless asked.
Sure. She said she was gonna send me something to help, but you aren't carrying anything.
Oh, yeah, I am what she sent over.
You're kidding.
Nope, not kidding. I am here to take care of your very pressing needs. if you still need to get laid, that is.
Oh my gosh. I am so embarrassed. I don't know. No, it I don't know.
No, it's okay. I understand if you have second thoughts. It is somewhat sudden.
Well, it not really. I mean, it's not that you're not attractive, because you are very good looking and you sound yummy on your audios. But I mean, Hire told me some of the stuff that you did for her, and I don't know about all that stuff. I mean, I've never really done a lot, and I'm really nervous about BDSM.
Oh, well, if that's your worry, just relax. I would never do anything you wouldn't want me to do, and I.
Could you just go gentle and teach me a bit? Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that.
Honey, you are lovely, and I would be honored to teach you some things. Why don't you show me your bedroom and we can set up some ground rules? You know, that's step one.
Okay. Yeah, it's right through here. Sorry about the mess. Please just ignore that. Yeah. I wasn't really expecting company.
Your house cleaning doesn't really concern me, sweetie. I'm not here for the decor. I'm here to help you. How about this? Before anything, understand I will be gentle and do nice things to you. If you want me to slow down, just say yellow.
I can do that.
If you panic or if you need me to stop for any reason at all, just say red, okay?
Okay, sure.
You are truly pretty, honey. Why don't you just lie back on the bed here?
Just here?
No, finish taking your skirt off.
Oh, of course. Clothes.
Okay. I am going to be dominant in the gentlest way for a bit. I'm going to touch you, and I want you to try not to move anything above your waist. Can you do that for me?
Yes. Where should I put my hands?
Just tuck your hands under your pillow.
Okay.
Yeah, like that. Okay, the rules are I am going to touch you and caress you. You can only move from the waist down.
Okay.
If you move your upper body, I will either pinch or smack you as a punishment. I mean, nothing too painful, but I do want it to be a deterrent. Okay.
I think I can manage that.
Feel your skin respond to my touch. The gentle fingertips caressing your skin over your hip, your stomach, your legs. Don't move, remember. I want you to feel the strength and pressure as I placed my hand on your jaw and turn your head to the side. Feel my facial hair tickling. as I gently kiss your neck. As I touch my tongue to your earlobe, feel my hand sliding across your chest to lightly brush over your nipples. Oh dear, you just moved your arm. Now I get to pinch you. Was that too hard or too light?
You can be a little bit rougher. That would be okay.
If you don't want to be pinched, keep still then. Close your eyes. Don't move again. And now feel my fingertips trail down along your thigh. To your knee. And I'll spread your legs a little bit with both hands. You can feel the gentle touches as I kiss my way up your thighs. Closer. Closer. Do you like this?
Yes. Yes.
You moved your arm again.
Shit. I'm sorry.
You know the punishment. One smack coming up. Now, would you like me to make you come?
Yes, please.
Not yet, though. Mm-mm. I'm gonna change the rules a little, okay?
What did you have in mind?
Next time you move, I'm going to tie you up a little bit.
Okay.
Nothing too tight. Just sort of a reminder to not move.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good to me.
Now, where was I? Yes, I was touching you right here. Oh dear, you moved your left arm. You should really try to be careful about the rules, honey.
Scarf tickles. Are you gonna tie my hand to the bed?
Okay. So, this knot I tied will not slip. It's not gonna get any tighter. It's loose enough that you could get out of this if you pulled too hard and twisted your hand a little, you see? Try not to do that anyway.
Okay, insert.
Now. You moved your right arm. Are you doing this on purpose?
Maybe.
Okay. There. Same deal. If you need to get away, you can. But now you're tied to the bed and helpless. Are you okay with this so far?
Yes, sir. Why do you think I moved my arms on purpose?
Well, then.
No! Okay, okay. I won't move.
I know you won't. Do you like it when I finger you and pull your hair like this?
No. Fuck.
Hang on.
Please.
Honey, you come so pretty. Oh, that was a delight to listen to.
No. No. Wait, stop.
I'm sorry. I just had to make you squirm a little bit.
Okay. Okay. I know how this sounds, but could you make me come again? That isn't a submissive thing to say. I'm sorry.
Sweet honey, never apologize for pleasure. I will gladly make you scream again, but only if you say please.
Oh, insert. Would you please make me come again?
Well,
I am all tied up and captive for you.
Since you are insisting, let me make it a tad more real for you.
Okay.
I'm going to restrict you a little bit more.
All right.
Bend your knee here. Mm-hmm. Like this. Okay. Now, with your knee bent and your ankle up against your thigh here, I can slip this last scarf around your thigh and your ankle. There. And now you can't straighten your leg. And for the last touch, one bathrobe belt. Put this right across your eyes, and now you can't see. You can enjoy being helpless while I manipulate your body. Mm. What do you say if you want me to slow down?
Yellow.
And what do you say if you want me to stop?
Red, sir.
Good girl. Mm. Now just enjoy yourself.
Yes. Fuck me, please. Oh, God, yes, please. Oh, there. Right there.
Come again, honey. Ride that orgasm to another peak. That's it. Say that again.
Drained and sleepy. Feels good. Hard to stay awake.
Here. Let me cover you up. There, honey. Sleep well. I will give you a call tomorrow to answer any questions you have, okay?